Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Take all comers. You know, I've been fighting all day long. It's just been a whirlwind. You know, I like to say, you know, we got to link the activism train here. The activism chain, or I should actually say. But there's so much infighting. All day I've been settling this conflict, settling that conflict, and it's just been nonstop. But, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, why isn't everybody around me? Nobody stepped to me with any beef. Like, I've got a beef with you, V, but it's everybody around me, and I just have to do my, you know, Hulk clap and just clear the air. And say, hey, listen up, everybody. This is this. And it's like, why is it got to be me to do this? And someone, you know, raises their hands like, because you're the leader. Oh, well, hell. So whoever says Anonymous doesn't have any leaders, yeah, you don't know anything about anything that's going on in this world. So anyhow, let's start the show. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. I have Will Turbot here from The Man of Truth.
Glad to be with you guys tonight.
And we have Jema. Vital?
Vital.
I need to get used to saying your last name, Vital. Okay.
Native American, Vital.
Yes, okay, so...
Hello, glad to be with you guys tonight.
Yes, glad to have you here. As this, again, is the original cast for the show, and we are here, to talk. Now, I kind of want to revisit you, Jema, because you're such an interesting character. We know what happened to you with your incarceration. We know a little bit more about your present situation, but we don't know anything about your past. So can you tell us who you are as, you know, a real intro? We need your full bio here so everyone knows who you are and be able to connect with you.
Who am I? I'm just a girl. No, I spoke a little bit on, it seems like I've been in a lot of activism, advocacy. I have been a member of the Thinking Moms Revolutions nonprofit. I co-authored a book with them who worked to help families in special needs and really brought about the messages of environmental dangers affecting our children. I seem to be a lot in the path of parental rights and children's rights the past few years. You know, I don't know what more you want to hear than that.
Well, then you should most definitely be co-hosting with me on my show, Family Case Files. Not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And for those who are listening, please get familiar with it. These are one of many shows that are going to be continued here, especially after we get the new camera equipment.
I've been in dependency court, family court, now criminal court. So it just seems like I homeschooled. I was attacked for that. It just seems like there's a lot of issues that I'm always in the middle of craziness going on with children and families and how they've been taking our rights from us. And, well, like I told you, my name literally means victory mother. I just found out. So, you know, I guess it's my namesake.
Well, you're Phoenix Fire to me.
And I'm also Beautiful Storm to my Native sisters and Gypsy Girl Justice. So, yeah, I got many names, like most of us.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the show. And we have a lot of things to actually go through. And I really want to get down to some issues, but first I want to address something here with everyone. You know, we are journalists. We are not here to take sides. I mean, we do have our agendas. We have our clear-cut agendas. Yes, we are on the attack. We are on the attack. We have our target, and that's obvious as hell. But when you are an activist and a journalist and you step into something like an event that's going on over here, then this event is supposed to be helping this group of people, then you get all this chatter in the background. Oh, well, that's just a front for other crimes. And, you know, you shouldn't cover that story and da-da-da-da, you know. It's really up to us to cover what we want to cover. It's up to us to discern situations. And if we cannot discern a situation into facts, at least enough to convince us, we will back away from the situation and get a clear view of what's going on. So that's just what it is. And I don't want to blow up my co-host here, but, you know, it's I know Will has had enough experience in this thing to do what it is he needs to do. Will has been on the fight. He's been on the front lines. I've been on the front lines, you know. Well, really, more so Will, he's always there in person. He gets to travel around. I'm stuck here in Europe. So Will, as someone who's actually putting his life on the line, putting his personal freedoms on the line, he could be arrested at any point. And fighting for you. So for the people who want to do these shadow attacks and try to call me and complain to me. And, you know, again, I've just been dealing with people complaining all day long. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, V, I just quickly say that, you know, unless you know me or you follow my videos closely, which not that many folks do, quite frankly, then you're not going to know that I say in almost all my videos, hey, look, I never claimed to be smart. I never claimed to be a reporter. To the contrary, I claim that I'm an idiot, and I claim that I need other people to step up and make people like me obsolete, because there's better, more intelligent, smarter, more eloquent speakers out there than myself. There's harder fighters. There's more credible people. There's people that have all sorts of letters next to their name and are deemed more important by society. So I always say that. I never claim to be an expert. And as a matter of fact, sometimes people say, hey, Will, that's very nice that you did this. Oh, Will, good job. And I said, hey, I'm just making up for bad karma. Because that's the truth, right? I've done terrible things in my life. I'm not a war criminal. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a pedophile. But at the same time, I've had my transgressions in life, right? But my goal is to be a better person. My goal is to make a difference. So are there a ton of things that people can probably say about me? Sure. But I do, as you say, I mean, I have been arrested illegally. Later, the charge has been dismissed, and I'm still dealing with some legal battles right now. but yeah, I do go up to the Bilderberg group, and I yell at these people's faces. I do confront Hillary Clinton. Tulsi Gabbard, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, every single one of these people about the things. I'm a political atheist, but I do the emails. I do the community meetups. I meet with these state reps in person and behind the scenes sometimes too. And I'm always looking for the most effective way to change the world in a nonviolent way. So yes, you know, there's a ton of stuff that you can say about me. But I am, one of the things that you can't say about me is that I'm not trying to do better, right? And to try to make the world a better place. And do I fall short quite often? Yes, but I am trying, and I'm very far from perfect. But my heart and my intentions in the right pace, and with or without a platform or whatever, I always tell people, even if I'm homeless, sleeping on a cot, and I got my Obama phone, I'm still going to do this. So that's just so people can know all about me.
Well, you're humble. That's a good quality. Too many men aren't. Sorry. Too many are so prideful. It becomes about them, and ego gets in the way. Women as well.
Yeah, I consider myself probably the most humblest person. I don't think there's a person in this world that's more humble or kind or smart than me. Just kidding. But no, this is the whole point is, you know, and I always tell people this too, and this is very true, and I'm glad you said something about this, because it's so weird. Like, there's a lot of people in this movement that you think, oh, you know, these people are woke, you know, and they want to do the right thing. And you find out that a lot of people in this movement, I'm not pointing any fingers here, but I've just dealt with it in my own personal life outside of all this, that they're not as principled as you would think so. And unfortunately, even worse than that, people go into this, and we've seen people come and go from the movement, and it's been about ego. If you want to do something like that, like, go make music, go be a stand-up comedian or an actor or something like that, because this is not the place that you get famous. This is the place that people will try to threaten your life, as V is very well aware. People will try to destroy you. It's not a good place to get money from, just to give you guys a heads up in the egotistical sense here.
Well, not even about money, just about pride and about them. And I mean, if you want to know something about me, I'm just a messenger. I'm a messenger, I believe, from God, and I give all glory to him. It's not about me. It's what he has aligned my path to be. And once I aligned with him, you know, then I was able to kick some ass. Then I was able to stand in this truth and do things that I had no idea I could do. I'd never been through a trial. But he says, don't think what to say in that last hour. I will tell you, and it happened, and it was amazing. And it wasn't me. It was him through me, working through me, because I am his servant. I mean, he's my master, and you got to choose who's your master. So I can't have two masters, and I wouldn't bow down to Satan and the demonic forces, the shadow network that was running through. So it was very much a, you know, like I said, a spiritual battle, but I definitely give all glory to him.
Well, and true story, and just to circle back to what Will was saying here, there was a time, and again, you could probably note the quality of the calls and of some of the shows that I have on my Mixcloud archive. There was a few shows there where I was out homeless on the streets, and I was still doing the show. I had my Obama phone. I think I got about 3 episodes into my show before my Obama phone just overheated and the screen melted.
Oh my God, V, that is so crazy and hilarious.
There was a directed energy little circle on the screen where it's like a laser just burned right through the phone.
So I'm not the only one that has crazy, weird stuff happening.
Well, the censorship is crazy. And here I am. When that happened, I'm right next to paradise. We've all heard the government using directed energy weapons and burning down Paradise, California. So I was just in the little town just below that, not even like 10 miles, and they directed energy my phone and just burnt it up. So I ended up getting another one, and I looked at all the certificates on it. And just DOD, Navy, U.S. government, military, all these certs on the phone that don't belong on the phone. I got rid of all those tracking certs. and that phone lasted me quite a while. So people,
I remember throwing my phone out the window at one point when I was being chased, when I took off, you know, and they were telling me, you can't get away. You can't get out of here. It was a crazy thing the first time I was arrested. But, I got to tell you a story real quick. What happened to me, just 6 days out of jail. I'm on 11 now. I see this car pull up, and my friend was supposed to be coming pick me up, and I knew it wasn't her, vehicle, and they pull up and park in the drive here. I live with my mother, and she was gone, but my stepfather was here in his room, and they just park and pull on the side, and I go and ask him. I'm not going to walk out. It's dark, and I'm just feeling uneasy about this. I said, someone's out here. I don't know who it is. So he comes walking out, and this looks to be a Spanish man, you know, sitting there looking at his phone like he's looking for somewhere. So he goes to talk to him, and he can't understand him. Three SWAT policemen just come walking right up on the street, right behind us, you know, with a police dog. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, and they just say hi, and then this police car pulls up around the corner, and they go speak to him, and they go down the road, and then another one SUV pulls around the corner, just sits there and looks at us, and he's typing something on his phone, and then finally they take off. Like, what was this? You know, was they creating some kind of decoy with this guy trying to find out, that looked like he was trying to figure out somewhere to go? That's where my mind starts going, you know, after what's happened to me. I'm like, they're going to come trying to set something up and going to try to take me in, you know? And I don't know why they were there and what happened and if it had anything to do with me, but, you know, it's pretty bizarre. I had a friend tell me something similar happened to her too, where they came pounding on her door and was trying to get in, just wanted to know who lived there. So there's a Florida story for you.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely require at least one Florida story out of you at night.
Just happen to walk out there, three SWAT, you know, and SWAT gear policemen come walking right up with their police dog. And, it was pretty, pretty strange.
Yeah. It's really bad. It's getting bad. But hopefully we can just take everything back. We got to take everything back, guys. I do know I want people to check out really quickly Jordan Tooley on YouTube. I told him I'd give him a shout out today. Jordan, his last name, Tuley. He's a target individual who's trying to get his story out there, his information. He'll be on the show eventually here. But he's speaking in earnest about his, well, the events of his life. And these things need to be done. What needs to be done? All targeted individuals need to be getting media savvy. Guys, please get on your alternative radio, get on, you know, your independent media, just get your stories out there. And if YouTube or anybody else wants to shut you down, keep making your channels and definitely back up all your video material. I know Vinny Eastwood lost tons of his videos before because he didn't back anything up as YouTube shut down his channels. And didn't happen to him once, but it's happened to him at least two more times, I do believe. I actually have became an archiver of his shows and download them. And he's got about 63 gigs worth of content that I'm going to be mailing back to him so he can re-upload everything. So Vinny Eastwood, definitely a brother of mine. Support him, and definitely support APRI, and of course this network RBN. So I want to have callers call into the show. I know we didn't get to the callers last night, and there's a few of you, but please call back in. I'm going to be professional here and give out the phone number. 800-313-9443. And let us know how we're doing, and if you got any issues that you want to talk about. And that's what we're here for. Let's talk about them, okay? So, yeah. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes. All right. We are back. And I want to address an issue here very quickly. Speaking of our activists being attacked, and you know our activists are going to be attacked because of what it is that we all do. Okay. I'm talking about Tina Mello. The woman that has been so hurt with her children being stolen from her. She's been doing so much for the community in her activism. And there has been these weird attacks, and she is very confused as to what's going on, which, you know, I don't blame her, because we were very confused about what was going on. But she's doing the right thing. Okay, someone dare say that her runway gigs, her project runways, because she's in fashion, saying that she's using children, trafficking children, setting them up for, you know, to be trafficked in these rings. And that just simply is not true. It is not the case. She has been a saint. She's been so active in this game that we call activism. Now, for those who are active, they're going to get slandered. They're going to be slandered very hard. Their reputation is going to be attacked because they aren't doing the right thing. So when you do hear something like that about anybody, do your own research. Don't sit there and take anybody's word for anything. Do your own research. Because the victims are going to step out anyways. You know, this person wouldn't have the resources to be able to hold somebody against their will if she wanted to, okay? So it's just bad information whenever you hear somebody's doing something and there's just no foundation behind it to even hold up an accusation. Not like these cults, for example, and I got the name wrong last night. It's this Brother Stare, who has been accused of molestation. Victims have come out. Again, I'm the only person with the video of this person coming out about this person, and we will go over that when we can schedule this band member onto the show. We will get to that, I promise you. Because it's something that's high up on my list of things to do. These cult leaders. You know, it's almost under the guise of being Amish. He's on a farm. These people work in slave way. It's like some Jim Jones sort of stuff. And I just don't see how this stuff happens in the modern day and age. But, you know, again, we do have Amish people and their ability to stay separate from the rest of society. And, yeah, it's a nightmare. We have to be able to hold people accountable for what they're doing. And I don't know where the line is. Well, how do you invade someone's privacy legally, justifiably, without violating someone's rights? So, I mean, the government has this whole satellite thing looking down on people. They know who the criminals are. They know who's not the criminals. Yet it's the people who are not criminals being harassed, and these traffickers who are, well, they're part of more likely the shadow government agencies operations anyhow.
So D, I know we're going to a break. Quickly, I guess I can wait till after the break, but I guess I'll just quickly say too, I decided to do some pedo hunting myself legally and lawfully the other day. I got one on camera, one I didn't. And I will tell you the story after the break, BDSR.
Yeah, we'll come back after Station ID, guys. Hold tight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm out of way, I'm making it. I'm out of way.
And we are going through the issues here. And let's see if we can get around my big fat head here for a second. Okay, yes. This is the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I still have Jayma here and Will. And Will was trying to let us know something here before the break. Will, go ahead.
And, you know, it's really just to back up something that you've always told me and you've always said, and I've kind of already knew it, but you just have a way of crystallizing things that is just so crazy. And you're like, I remember you just going on one of your rants, one of the shows, and you're like, the NSA are the biggest holders of child porn in the world. They know. And you were talking right before we went to break about how the fact that they have satellites, the NSA, the CIA, they all have this big data. They know everything about this. So they know who the pedophiles are and who the good people aren't. And like you said, they target the good people and they keep a blind eye to the pedophiles. But never was that so obvious to me as to, I believe it was last Friday night, a friend of mine Ryan David, his name on Facebook. And if you go to my Facebook, Will Turbitt, T-U-R-B-I-T-T, you can scroll down some of my posts and you see a couple of videos we did about that, and you could find him there. Because this is, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I actually did it. So I downloaded Grindr, which is a gay dating app, and I put my profile name as Very Young Boy. It says I was a 14-year-old boy right there. And within about 20 minutes, I was flooded with inboxes. Several people wanted to meet me. I had several felonies via text. I met up with three guys that night. The first one, it was rainy, and I, instead of hitting record, I hit the power button for the whole time. So that was a fail. But just so in case you're in the area, he's a Rhode Island guy with a Toyota Corolla, and his license plate is Beetle, B-E-A-T-L-E. It's a white Corolla. Said he wanted to meet up with me, and I was trying to be a 14-year-old boy. We got one guy on camera who left his job to do this, and I was just thinking that night, my God. And we reported all this. Even the one we got on video, we sent the screenshots, everything, to the local police, multiple quote-unquote authorities. Nobody's done anything about this. And when I was seeing this, I was like, my God, if I was a police officer, I could have arrested three people within a couple of hours. So bare minimum, they're turning a blind eye if they're not a participant in this feat. You are absolutely right. Like, these people know what's going on. And I'll just say one more point just to put this in perspective. I remember years ago, I went to traffic court because some traffic ticket or something like that. And before me, I was watching people get up. And I live in Providence, and Providence College is right nearby. And there was these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids who were getting tickets for underage drinking. And they were saying that they found out about us because Providence police were online infiltrating college parties to bust people for underage drinking at a college party. Meanwhile, we've got pedophiles running rampant, and even when they're presented with all the information, they won't do anything. So, just to back you up there, babe.
That is horrendous. That is... What do you say to that? That's horrendous. You have people who are obviously breaking the law. And I mean, was it, you're not Chris Hansen? You don't deserve the respect of your investigation. You can be getting really hurt for this. You could come upon the pedophile who was planning on hacking up a little child after raping it, and he, you know, could just go berserk on you one day. You know, people's lives are at
stake. It's not even that, though, B. It's not even that people have to give me any respect. It's just like, if they were a cop, instead of being online and infiltrating parties to see who's doing underage drinking at a college, I live here in Rhode Island. I scour the news. I also, you know, I go through, you know, arrest, and I look through people sometimes who are sexual predators and stuff. And you don't seem like I could have arrested three people within 3 hours. Three people myself, if I was a police officer. So it just shows me that it's not that they have to give me any respect at all. They should just be, that's their job. They should be doing this. I shouldn't have to be doing this. And they're spending their time trying to bust underage drinking and give people tickets on the side of the road when they know pedophilia is going on, and they're turning a blind eye.
And you can actually create a profile on, you say, Grindr? And yeah, say that you're under 18?
All right, so let me say this, too, because I wanted to get this out quickly because I figured you guys would have some other things that you wanted to talk about, too. But I did want to make this point. So, okay, so side note. First, I figured I'd do it on Grindr. I mean, Tinder. And I have a Metro PCS piece of crap phone, whatever. And I change numbers quite frequently because at Metro PCS, I'm not paid by them. But if you guys want to sponsor me, that'd be cool. But it's sometimes so ghetto and so cheap that it's cheaper to get a new phone than sometimes if you break one, then just keep worrying about fixing whatever. So I'll just switch my number sometimes too, because, you know, keep the haters off your trail and whatnot, and keep your phone number with the people that you want. Keep the telemarketers off your butt. So anyways, long story short, this phone was apparently owned by somebody named Brianna, and I still get text messages saying, hey, baby, I got 50. Can I come see you and this and that? And so I tried to download Tinder, and it said this number has been banned from Tinder. So I was like, all right. So I
wow.
Yep. So she was a mega hoe. Sorry, Brianna, but you're a hoe. So she was Brianna, if you're out there, I'm gonna have to change my number again. But so then I went to Grindr, right? And then I downloaded Grindr. Now, you can put that on your profile. Now, I will say this: there were a fair amount of people on there saying, and then after I put 14, I put 13. They were saying, "Hey, you know, you're too young. You're gonna get taken advantage. You shouldn't be on here." And my account was banned several times on Grindr because of good ordinary people who may be gay, maybe straight, maybe whatever, but they just don't like the pedophilia thing. So they reported my account and got banned because I'm very upfront about it. I put it right there because I don't want to play around. I mean, immediately, dude, this is crazy. So that is one part of it. So I'm not saying that all the people on this website are deviants because that is not the case whatsoever. However, within minutes of me creating a profile, and I've created multiple ones, and you don't even have to, on your Grindr profiles, you just type in a, because I was wondering, like, I don't have enough time to do this because you're going to have to keep creating profiles. And I don't have a million phones with a million different emails and phone numbers to keep making up. But on Grindr, you can just, you don't even need a phone number. You just put an email in there. And sometimes they might put a phone number, but you can put a text now number, you know, or make a number like that. So it's very easy to keep making multiple profiles. And I did. And I would say 13, 14 year old right on the tagline right there. And people would inbox me some of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And it also makes things difficult too, is because once your account gets banned, just in case anybody's going to do this. And I suggest you don't do anything physical to them at all. Unless you're doing it in self-defense, and even then you're getting down a trail that you could end up being the loser. So be very careful when you do this, but take screenshots, because once your account gets banned, then you're out. All those other conversations that you had, they're gone. And I had multiple people that are 50, 60 years old, not only sending me their junk and their buttholes, but their face, and wanting to meet me and making it very clear that they didn't mind that I was a 12, 13, 14 year old boy. So it's incredibly, incredibly, I had no idea, V. I'm trying to expose elite pedophile rings. Like, that's the thing I do. And I had no idea it was this prevalent, just going around. And to me, that just tells me that the quote unquote authorities are either turning a blind eye, or at best case scenario, focusing their attention and resources in the wrong places, like traffic tickets and busting underage drinking parties.
Well, okay. All that aside, for just a moment, I want to point out one thing. It's not really relevant, but as a 60-year-old man, 50 or 60-year-old man, sending a picture of your butthole to what you think is a 13-year-old, is that a selling point?
Yo, it's so funny too, because, like, yo, these pictures, right? Yo, I'll just be there, right? Like, I don't even say a message, right? And then all of a sudden, I got some guy laying on his back, like him pulling his legs back, sending me pictures. I'm like, my God. Like, for a small minute, I kind of imagine what it must be like to be a girl for a second, like on social media, and have unsolicited pics of people. Only these pictures were far, far worse. And it's just crazy too. I was like, come on, can you at least like talk to me, buy me a drink? No, but in all seriousness, it's just disgusting. Like, they're just straight inbox you pictures of, I mean, like, what the hell? Oh my God, V. If I didn't have enough trouble sleeping already, but yeah.
You're definitely taking the team. I can tell you, I've seen some weird stuff. Like, I can relate there in jail with some of these women that some have gotten wrapped into human trafficking and prostitution and stuff from a young age. Or even their parents started selling them. And this one girl, wow. Told me some stories that just blew my mind as she was trying to get through the deceptions, because they were using mind control on her, putting dog collars, and then they would have a secret call and stuff when she'd be around certain ones to know that they had her under that mind control. It was insane. And as she was trying to get out of this, and I was helping her too with these deceptions and speaking, and, you know, I believe God was trying to lead her out of this lifestyle as well. she got out, came back in. You could tell she got wrapped back up in with some, and boom, she just went to court and she was out of everything. It was like once they knew they had her, when she was fighting, they started throwing all kinds of stuff on her. Probation, da-da-da. She came back in, was wrapped into it, had just given up. And I'm like, how does that happen? You leave with probation, you get new charges, you come back in, and you leave, everything's dropped because she was wrapped up into this this circle that had got her in, you know, again, and was, you know, some deceptions. I think she was dabbling in things she shouldn't have. A lot of them get on drugs, and that's how they get them, man. And they're just slaves to them after that. But they use mind control and different things. It's pretty scary. But there is authority. There's a spiritual thing going on there that I have seen him come in. And when, you know, it's like Satan knows when he's got you, and he's not going to fight against you. And yeah.
Well, and see, there is the revenue. Okay, the police, they're not there for your safety or your protection. They're there to gather revenue. Now, if you can be caught with alcohol, being underage, you're on probation. Well, there's jail time, which they get paid for every day that you're in jail. And there is, again, the revenue. You got to sign away your rights, being under probation. You got to pay the courts. You got to pay restitution. You got to pay fines. And then you also have that opportunity to mess up again. And you're deeper in the system. They've got their hooks in you. Mm-hmm. So it's all about that revenue. And I know that... especially, I've been watching this YouTube series, Larry Lawton, Jewel Thief. He's actually gotten quite famous, but I hope to get him on the show. But he actually talked about a couple of stories where people would pull paperwork on these pedophiles that would just arrive to the prisons. And, well, they would immediately be attacked or killed. So I'm thinking it's not profitable for the system to go after pedophiles. You've got these long, lengthy, expensive trials. You expose a person and possibly their connections with law enforcement or some governmental entity. And then once they are in jail, they're not going to be making money for the prisons because they're going to get killed immediately. So I think they're a big money dump as far as the government's concerned. So that's why they don't want to touch pedophiles, I'm thinking. I don't think anybody's ever touched on this angle, but what do you guys think?
I was just telling my friend here behind the scenes, I was like whispering to him, like, that was very astute, because I was like, wow, B is so smart, because there's the obvious reason, which, like you mentioned, is, and you know, in these murder rings or pedophile rings, they'll only get that one guy if they get him. And like you said, there's the whole other profit aspect, which I never considered, because you're right. Once somebody goes, it's going to be difficult enough to go there and prosecute them in the first place. But then once they get there, they're not going to be a little slave for you. They're not going to be a tax slave for you. They're not going to be a... not a tax slave, actually. They're just a straight up slave for you, and that's not going to happen. So that's a very interesting point I'd never considered.
The jails will start filling with criminals, actually, instead of those people trying to kill themselves, you know, homeless people.
Yes, well, I mean, the prison system profits. They profit, and whoever they can get in there, they're going to try to keep in there. So if your life expectancy is very low, they're not going to want to try to keep you in there. So that's why.
And you know, my friend Josh right here just pointed out to me too, is like, and plus, like, I mean, I don't know if it was episode of Workaholics or Trailer Park Boys where they accidentally told on their drug dealer and got them arrested, and then their drug dealer got arrested, so they couldn't buy any weed anymore. So these people are not going to tell on, these people are consumers, you know, they're not going to tell on their dealer. So that's another point.
Absolutely. That's a good point right there, too. Absolutely. Wow. So, the pedophiles are expensive. We've uncovered something here. Very expensive to the system. Great. All right. So, what do we as a society do about it? I love your idea. You know, I think people should be doing this anyways. People should be, yeah, making those fake profiles. At least we can make these people take a day off from work and spend money filling up their gas tanks and letting them down when they realize they're not going to get that sweet little 13-year-old b-hole.
Perhaps we'll put a scare into some of them. We can only hope, and you may have saved some children. Otherwise, you know, you don't know what you did, how the ramifications, you know, what could happen there. So,
and you know, people are scared about retaliation, or oh, well, if I put this up online, I'm gonna be sued. Or you know, let's have a website where these people, the screenshots and everything are put up, or you know, have a little local club. Go to your civilian militia and just have a bulletin board. Why the hell not? These people are. I hate the idea of talking about gang stalking, because that's what I'm alluding to here, because it's been done to so many innocent people. But if we flip it and change it around, actually have real community watches, why not? We can overtake these InfraGuard agents. We can overtake these COPs, citizens on patrol, and have real people watching each other's backs. Real people. Because we're going to have to do a counter-surveillance state anyways. We have to record these police officers as they're beating and harassing
The government's going to work it out themselves. Internal affairs are going to sort this all out. If you just stay at home and just chill, don't do anything, it's all going to work itself out. No, seriously, listeners, I implore you guys to do something nonviolent about this. I mean, there's so many things to do. You can make memes. You can make music. You can start a community barbecue. You can start a community garden. You can take 5 minutes, make a Grindr profile, make a Tinder profile. Look up what's legal and lawful, but obviously I didn't even put a picture on mine. I didn't even put a picture. And obviously you're not going to want to use younger boys or girls' pictures, you know what I'm saying? Get somebody that's maybe over 18 that can sense to that. But figure it out. There's 1,000 things that you can do. You can start your own Facebook group. You can start your own videos. There's whatever your talent is, we need you guys to get involved, because what V is talking about is absolutely right. These people are we've given our authority over to them, and instead of them doing the right thing with that, they've been using it against us. So it's really all up to us to do something about it.
We the people. When they don't serve and protect, and who's going to serve and protect our youth? And when a government becomes this, it is not only our right but our duty to overtake that and abolish it, because it's a very dangerous thing indeed when our children aren't even being protected. That's dangerous, and that's really bad.
Yes, and with these people not wanting to prosecute teachers who are having sex with their students, that's just another reason to start homeschooling people. Homeschool. If somebody, if you're a two-parent household, you guys need to take shifts. There needs to be a parent home at all times. And with how the internet is, YouTube. You don't think that your child can get a good education? YouTube has more information on anything than any of these crappy public textbooks have, okay?
Let me quickly say, too, there's co-ops. There's homeschooling co-ops. I took my children to some where we met in, like, a Mennonite church. They weren't involved with them, but we used their building of these. There was a lawyer. There was these, you know, really intelligent parents that developed a different way of learning and classes. There's all, I mean, here where I'm at, there's a huge community of things. There is no lack in resources of, you know, Mount Marie. There's parks that run things, educational things. Get them out. Take them to the parks. Learn the histories. Learn the living history, the truth. You know, there's so many things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're saying, too, is a part of unschooling, which I think is very fascinating, too. And you're absolutely right. Like, just to V's point, too, Ron Paul, I believe, has a homeschooling curriculum that you can download for free. There's places that you can do this. And so I think that you guys are both right. It's easier than people think, but you just got to be willing to take that leap.
And you got to be willing to spend a little time with your kids. I mean...
Well, our children need to connect with us, and we are the authority, but they should know, not the government. We should be teaching our children about the government and what they do. It's all about the revenue and not about our rights. Well, that needs to be learned, and we need to be teaching ways around it, for sure. So we are coming down to like the last minute of the show. Either one of you guys have anything that you want to advertise? That's my plug.
Thank you guys for letting me come on again.
Besides Metro PCS's great service. No, yeah, check out my YouTube channel. I was up in New Hampshire the last couple days and weeks, and we confronted pretty much every single presidential candidate, and I got that Pedo Hunter video on there, and of course my interviews part one and two with V and all the amazing people. I mean, we got Tulsi Gabbard, Bernie Sanders, Biden, Bloomberg, all within the last couple of weeks, from congressmen. So if you guys get a chance, and I got some great interviews talking about vaccine safety and all sorts of cool stuff. So YouTube.com/demandthetruth if you guys want to check me out there too.
Awesome. I do want to say quickly, if there's any families, mothers, like you said, the one being attacked, you know, anybody can message me and I can steer them to get support. I'm in a network of huge support for families going through parental alienation, domestic violence, their children being ripped from them, you know, relationships with narcissists, sociopaths, things like this. So I just want to throw that out there. There is support out there. We do need to support one another because it's a rough thing going through any of that.
Okay, yes, toxic relationships are something that I want to cover very soon here. I got a few friends that could use the information about toxic relationships and just to be able to brighten up their whole world. But anyhow, guys, you have been listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, Bean. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.